Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well. Thank you very much, so much for your time. Tell us about what happened 10 months ago to your husband.
So it was a normal day for us all. Like, we were all in lockdown, as we are all now again. We all sort of got up and got ready for the day. I was obviously homeschooling our two children, so we were staying at home, and Andrew was still going to work because he was classed as essential because he was working as a building supervisor. So he sort of went off to work and kissed us all goodbye and said, "I'll catch us later." And, you know, we kind of spoke throughout the day, which we always did anyway, like through texts or phone calls. He'd message to see how the kids were going, or, you know, to let me know what time he'd be home. So he sort of messaged and said, "You know, I'll be home at 4, set up the workout out in the shed," because at the time we were doing our workout over online.
Yep.
I set that up around 3:30 and he was home at 4. We did a pretty vigorous workout for 45 minutes. We came inside and the kids were like, you know, dad, because he hadn't obviously given them much attention. So he went out and spent some time with them, and then, came back and we sort of, you know, got dinner organised and had tea and put the kids to bed. And as like we had sort of like a nightly routine where we'd sit up and have a cup of tea and a chocolate.
Yep.
So we did that and had a bit of a chat, and then there were bills that we needed to pay. So we sat up at the bench together and paid our bills. And by this time, it was probably nearly 10 o'clock, and I was like, right, you know, I'm ready for bed. Let's get organised. So we sort of came into our room and had showers and everything, and we were just chatting. And I said something to him. I can't even remember what it was, but it was like a question, and it was, you know, I expected an answer, and there was no answer. And I was like, oh, that's a bit strange. So I turned around and, yeah, like what I was faced with is something that I don't wish upon anyone. But I just seemed like the colour kind of drain out of his face, and he went quite grey, and like his eyes were kind of rolling around. And I was like, what's happening? So I kind of went to, because he was about to collapse. And, you know, Andrew's not a small bloke. So I tried to grab him and sort of help him down to the ground. And previous to this, about a month before, he'd had like a fainting episode. And I was like, oh, he's fainting again. Because it was the same sort of situation. So, yeah, I laid him down and sort of, you know, tapping him on the face, saying, come on, you're all right, up you get, you know, blah, blah, blah. I got a face wash and put it on his face. And then sort of nothing was happening, because last time he was probably only out for maybe 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So this time it was going longer, and I was like, you know, something's definitely not right. And then I realised his breathing was quite shallow and his heartbeat was not what it should be doing. And that's when I guess I went into panic, and I was like, you know, this is not good.
Mm.
So we had a friend that lived around the corner, so I rang them, and yeah, they were here within minutes or seconds, and already on the phone to the ambulance, and yeah, they just started CPR.
Yeah.
So by the time, like, the ambulance were pretty quick, they got here quite fast, and yeah, I think it went on for maybe an hour and a half, and they kept coming out and letting me know what was going on, and why they weren't taking him to hospital, I guess. And, you know, they were doing everything that they could have done at the hospital here. So, yeah, so within probably an hour and a half to 2 hours, yeah, they just came out and said, I'm really sorry, Beck, but he's not responding. And, yeah, he's passed away. We've stopped everything. So, you know, to go from having a fit, healthy husband at 4 o'clock in the afternoon doing a workout to losing him at, you know, 11:30, it still to this day, I just think, you know, how, what happened, why.
So how are you doing now?
Look, I'm not going to say that I'm doing amazing, because I'm not.
Yep.
I think losing a partner is probably, and a dad, like, is the hardest thing that anyone can possibly go through, and you don't understand how hard that is unless you've gone through it yourself or going through it yourself. I do have a group of women who I speak to who are also in the same situation as me, where they've lost a husband or a partner. So I find that very comforting in talking to those, because they obviously know how I'm feeling and how I'm going.
Yep.
And the kids are the same. Like, we all have our good days and our bad days.
Yep.
I mean, it's coming up to his 1 year anniversary next month. So I get anxious just thinking about it. So, you know, I think you've just got to roll with the grief. And as they call them, waves, like, you've just got to roll with the waves. Sometimes they're like a tsunami. Sometimes they're just like a, you know, a mild wave that can come in and go back out again. So,
Now, I'm not even going to try and pronounce the condition that Andrew had, other than it's AVC. But for those who have every letter of the alphabet in it, I think this is one of them. What was the condition? And I'll let you explain, because as I say, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it.
No. So it's shortened to AVC, because obviously that's a lot easier to say. But the actual condition that Andrew had is arrhythmogenic ventricular cardiomyopathy. So basically what that is it's where, essentially it's where part of the heart dies, pretty much.
Okay.
So what it is, it's a problem with the proteins that hold the heart muscle cells together. Now this causes the cells to be lost and replaced with fibrous scar tissue and fatty cells. So then that actually causes the ventricle walls to become thin. And AVC can actually affect the electrical activity in the heart as well.
Right.
So it causes arrhythmias. So that can be whether the heart goes faster or the heart beats slower. So in Andrew's instance, we don't know, but what we're thinking is his heart went so fast that he couldn't actually feel it. So it resulted in him having sudden cardiac death, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it does affect the left and the right hand ventricles. So it was called ARVC for the right, but Andrew's was actually in the left. So they've dropped the R now to alleviate like both sides, I guess.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a very rare heart disease, and there isn't a lot of information out there about it.
Mm-hmm. I guess now, because we'll talk to your fashion label in a second, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. Beck Barry joins us this afternoon on the home stretch, talking about her husband who passed away 10 months ago from a condition called AVC. Is it tests that are being done? How did it come about that it was diagnosed with this condition?
Well, it wasn't really a test. So Andrew's brother was away for work,
mm-hmm.
and he was sitting there and his heart was going really, really fast. Like, he had an Apple Watch, so he was checking his heart rate, and it was, you know, it was so fast. And he was getting a little bit worried, and he sort of rang us, and he was like, you know, what do we do? What do I do? And we're like, you need to go to the hospital. We'll call you an ambulance. And he's like, nah, I'll drive. So he drove himself to the hospital, and yeah, they said to him, if you had have left this any longer, you probably would have had a massive heart attack and died.
Wow.
So they did, you know, testing, and the only way that this condition, AVC, can be detected is through an MRI or an angiogram. Now, previous, when Andrew fainted the month before he passed, he had like Holter monitors put on. He had a stress test, which is where you run on like a treadmill, so it tests your heart.
Yep.
He had an ECG. He had ultrasounds. He had every test that you could possibly have to detect if anything's wrong with your heart.
Hmm.
Now, of course, Andrew's heart was doing everything that it should have been doing. It was beating at the right pace. It was doing everything that it should have been doing.
Yep.
Hence why he didn't have an MRI. So if he had have had that MRI, they would have found it. So I guess that's why I'm kind of like pushing people that have heart conditions or, you know, heart conditions in their families to go and get checked to make sure that your heart's all right. Yes, they will put you through those tests that Andrew had.
Yep.
But if you still have an inkling, have an MRI. Like, it's your life. It's not the doctor's life. Just push for it.
Yeah, indeed. And that's what you need to do. Now, Beck, on a lighter note, you've launched a fashion label, which I understand you and your husband, Andrew, wanted to do prior to his passing. And it's called AVC, and we've got some photos. We'll put them up on our website very soon. Your clothing label looks really, really good. The down part about it is, Beck, that you don't have a size 5XL, otherwise I'd buy one.
Oh. Look, I can order you one in. There's no problem at all. No problem at all.
So tell us about this label.
Yeah, I've launched AVC probably in the last, the last month. And yeah, it's in honour of Andrew because we did talk about opening our own business, and it was like, I've worked in retail pretty much all my life, and it's something that I'm very passionate about. And I said to Andrew, you know, with lockdown, like we were in lockdown pretty much all year last year. I'm like, you know, now would be the perfect time to open it. It was the start. I think it might have even been, we started chatting about it around March, I reckon, last year.
Yep.
And yeah, we'd always talk about it, and then it kind of, you know, something else would pop up and we'd start talking about something else. So he knew that it was something that I wanted to do. He wanted to do it as well. Like, he always said, let's just do it. I don't know what we're going to call it. I don't know what we're going to, you know, stock, but let's just do it. So I guess I was sitting there one night because, you know, once the kids are in bed, my mind does wander. So I sat there and I was like, I've got to do this. I want to do this. I want to honour his legacy. I want to do something that I can continue and hopefully, you know, hand down to my to our kids.
Yep.
And then I was like, right, I'm going to do this label. We're going to do it. We're going to do clothing. And then I was like, right, what am I going to call it? So, and I don't know how or why, but AVC just popped into my head and I was like, that's it. It's going to be AVC, the label. So that's where that's come from. Obviously, to raise awareness around Andrew's condition and his brother's condition and anyone else who out there has it. But I'm also donating 10% of every sale to the Heart Foundation. So I think that's really important because they need the funding. We need to find out more information about this condition. And like the Heart Foundation have been amazing. I've been chatting with them on the phone. I've been chatting with them via email. So they're 110% behind this as well.
I was just looking at that. And obviously, as you say, the AVC is to raise awareness for the condition. But while I was writing there, maybe we can just change it just for your benefit, Beck. We might call it Andrew's Virtual Cuddles.
I love that. Yes. Yes, I like that. Let's do that.
Oh, you can have it. It's totally yours. Yeah, that's fine. You can use that. Now, if anyone is interested, Beck, in purchasing any of your items or perhaps even donating to the Heart Foundation, how can they do that?
You can head to my website, which is www.avcthelabel.com.au. I have a link that you can hit straight to go to the Heart Foundation, or my whole range is there. It's very limited at the moment because I've almost sold out, but I do have a lot more coming in. So keep your eye out.
We'll have all the details on our website as well. Beck, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the home stretch, and we wish you well. We wish your kids well, and hopefully we can raise some more awareness about AVC. And really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, and thanks for helping me raise the awareness.